Osho, Vigyan Bhairav Tantra, Volume 2, The Book of the Secrets, A New Commentary, Discourse Number 1, given in Bombay, India.
Life is a paradox, and to reach near, you have to travel far. And that which is already achieved, you have to achieve it again. Nothing is lost. Man remains natural. Man remains pure. Man remains innocent. But only he forgets it. The purity is not disturbed, the innocence is not disturbed, but only a deep forgetfulness is there. So that which is to be achieved, you are already. In a sense, nothing new is to be achieved. You have only to discover, uncover, unfold that which is already the case. Hence both the difficulty of spiritual endeavor and the simplicity. I say both. It is very simple if you can understand. It is very difficult, because to understand that which you have completely forgotten, that which is so obvious that you never become aware of it, that which is just like your breathing, it goes on continuously, uninterruptedly. But because it goes on continuously, uninterruptedly, you need not be aware of it. Your awareness is not needed. It is not a basic requirement. You can forget it, or you can remember it. It is a choice. Sansar and Nirvana, the world and the liberated state of consciousness, are not two things, just two attitudes, just two choices. You can choose either. You can be in the world because of a certain attitude, and the same world becomes Nirvana, the same world becomes absolute bliss, just by changing the attitude. You remain the same, everything remains the same, just a change of focus, a change of emphasis, a change of choice. It is easy. Once achieved, you will laugh about it. Once known, you will not be able to understand why you were missing it, how you could miss it. It was there always, waiting for you, just to be looked at, and it was yours. A Buddha laughed. Anyone who achieves it laughs, because the whole thing seems to be ridiculous. You were searching for something which was never lost. The whole effort was absurd. But this happens only when you have achieved it. So those who have achieved it, they say it is very simple. But those who have not achieved it, it is the most arduous, the most difficult, really not the difficult but the impossible. These matters which we will be discussing are told by someone who has achieved. Remember this. They will look too simple. They are. But to our minds, things so simple cannot be appealing. Because if techniques are so simple and the abode is so near, you are already in it. If techniques are so simple and the home is so near, you will look ridiculous to yourself. Then why you are missing it? So rather to feel the ridiculousness of your own ego, you will think such simple methods cannot help. That's a deception. Your mind will tell you that these simple methods cannot be of any help. They are so simple, they cannot achieve anything. And to achieve divine existence, to achieve the absolute and the ultimate, how such simple methods can be used? How they can be of any help? Your ego will say, they cannot be of any help. Remember another thing. Ego is always interested in something which is difficult. Because when something is difficult, there is a challenge. And if you can overcome the difficult, your ego will feel fulfilled. The ego is never attracted towards anything which is simple. Never. If you want to make your ego challenged, then you have something difficult to be devised. If something is simple, there is no appeal. Because even if you can conquer it, there will be no fulfillment of the ego. In the first place, there was nothing to be conquered. The thing was so simple. Ego asks for difficulties, some hurdles to be crossed, some peaks to be conquered. And the more difficult the peak, the more at ease your ego will feel. Because these techniques are so simple, they will not have any appeal in your mind. Remember, that which appeals to the ego cannot help for your spiritual growth. That which has got no appeal for your ego can only be a help towards transformation. But this happens. If some teacher says that this is very difficult, very arduous, only in lives and lives and lives you will have any possibility for any glimpse, your ego will feel good. These techniques are so simple that right now, here and now, the thing is possible. Then there is no contact with your ego. If I say right now, here, this very moment, you can achieve all that is possible to man. You can become a Buddha, or a Christ, or a Krishna. In this very moment, here and now, not losing a single instant, then there will be no contact with your ego. You will say, this is not possible. I must go somewhere else to search it. And these techniques are so simple, that you can achieve all that is possible to human consciousness any moment you decide to achieve it. When I say these techniques are simple, I mean many things. First, a spiritual explosion is not caused by anything. It is not a causal phenomenon. If it is caused by something, then time will be needed. Because for the cause to take place, time will be needed. And if time is needed, then this very moment it cannot be the case. It cannot happen. Then you will have to wait for tomorrow, for another life. The next moment will be needed. If anything is causal, then the cause has to take place. And then after the cause, the effect will follow. And you cannot produce the effect right now without the cause. So time will be needed. But a spiritual happening is not a causal phenomenon. You are already in that stage. Just a remembering. It is not a causal phenomenon. Just a remembering. It is just like this in the morning. Someone has suddenly awakened you. And you cannot recognize where you are. For a moment. You may not even recognize who you are. A sudden awakening from deep sleep. You may not be able to recognize the place, the time. But within a moment, you will recognize. The more alert you will become, you will recognize who you are and where you are and what has happened. This is not a causal thing, just a question of alertness, a growing alertness, and you will recognize it. All these techniques are for growing alertness. You are already the person you long to be. You are already where you want to reach. You have reached your home already. You have never left it really. You have always been there, but dreaming, asleep. You can fall asleep here, and then you can dream. And in your dream, you can move anywhere. You can go to the hell or to the heaven or anywhere. Have you ever observed that whenever you are in your dream, one thing is certain, you are never in the room in which you are asleep. Have you observed this fact? Anywhere you can be, but you will never be in the same room on the same cot. Where you are. Because if you are already there, there is no need to dream about it. Dream means you have drifted away. You may be sleeping in this room, but you will never dream of this room. There is no need. You are already there. And the mind desires something which is not. So the mind moves. It may go to London, to New York, to Calcutta, to anywhere, to the Himalayas, to Tibet. It may go anywhere, but it will never be here. It can be anywhere, but never here. And you are here. And this is how is the case. You are dreaming. Your divine existence is here. You are that, but you have drifted long, and each dream creates a new sequence of dreaming. Each dream creates new dreams, and you go on dreaming and dreaming and dreaming. All these techniques are just to make you alert so that you come out of your dreams back to the place where you have always been, to the state which you have never missed. And you cannot miss it. It is your nature. It is swabhav. It is your very being. So how can you miss it? These techniques are just to help your alertness to grow more, to become more intense. With the intensity of awareness, everything changes. The more intense the awareness, less the possibility for dreaming. You become more and more alert about the real. Less intense awareness, you drift into dreaming. So the whole phenomena is non-alert state of mind is the world. Alert state of the mind is nirvana. Non-alert you are what you appear to be. Alert you are what you are. So the whole question is how to change your non-alert state of mind into an alert state of mind. How to become more aware. How to get out of sleep and dreaming. That's why techniques can be of help. Even an alarm clock can be of help. Just an artificial device, just an alarm clock. But if the alarm goes on, it can help to bring you out of your dreaming. But you can deceive it also. You can even dream about it. Then the whole thing is falsified. When the alarm goes, you can dream. You can weave a dream around the alarm also. You can dream that you have entered a temple and the bells are going on. Now you have deceived the alarm. It could have broken your sleep, but you can change it into a dream itself. You can make it part of your dreaming. If you can make part of it in your dreaming, if it can be absorbed into a dreaming process, then it cannot help you. You can dream anything. And then it will not look like an alarm. It has become something else. You have entered a temple and the bells are on. Now there is no need. You have changed the alarm, the real thing, into a dream. And a dream cannot be disturbed by another dream. It can be only helped. These techniques are all artificial in a way. They are just devices to help you bring out of your dreaming state. But you can make them also part of your dream. Then you miss the point. Then you miss the point. Try to understand this, because this is very basic. And once understood will be helpful. Otherwise you can go on deceiving yourself. For example, I say that take a jump into sannyas. That is just a device. your old identity is broken. Your old name becomes as if it belongs to someone else. You can look at your past more detachedly. You can be a witness. You are aloof, a distance is created. I give you a new name and a new robe. Just to create the distance. But you can make it part of your dreaming. Then you will miss the whole point. You can think in terms of the old Esther. That the old man A has taken sannyas. I have taken sannyas. I remain the old. I have changed my robe, my name, but I remain the old. And the old continues. Now this sannyas is just something added to the old. It is not discontinuous. It is continuous. If it is continuous, if you have taken sannyas, you the old, if you have changed your robes and name, you have missed the point. You must be dead. You must not be now the old. You must feel that the old has died. This is a new entity I never knew. This is not a growth out of the old. This is discontinuous with the old. Then the device helps. Then the alarm works. And the technique is useful. And you are not missing the point. All these techniques are such you can miss. You can use. It depends. But remember well, the techniques are just techniques. If you understand the spirit, you may even become alert without any technique. For example, the alarm clock may not be needed. Go deeply in it. Why you need an alarm clock? If you want to get up early in the morning at 3, why you need an alarm clock? Deeply, you know that you can deceive yourself. And deeply you know that if you really want to get up at 3, you will get up at 3 and no clock is needed. But with the clock, the responsibility is put off. Now you will not be responsible. Now if something goes wrong, the clock will be responsible. You can sleep now with ease. Now the clock is there. You can sleep without any disturbance. But if you really want to get up early at 3, you will get up early at 3. No clock is needed. This very intensity to get up will bring the happening. This will to get up at 3 may be so intense you may not be able to sleep at all. And there will be no need to get up. You will be already awake the whole night. But to sleep well, the clock is needed. Then you can go to sleep. But this man can deceive. When the alarm goes, he can deceive. He can dream about it. These techniques are helpful only because your intensity is low. If you are really intense, there is no need of any technique. You can be alert. But your intensity is not such. Then, even with the technique, you may start dreaming. And many possibilities are there. The first possibility is that you will not believe that such simple techniques can be of any help. This is the first thing. Then there is no contact. Second, you may think that a very, very long process is needed. It will come gradually. But there are certain things will only happen suddenly. They never come gradually. I am reminded, Mullah Nasruddin was asked to give his blessings to one of his neighbor's son on his birthday. So he said, "Son, I hope you live 120 years plus 3 months." So everything was okay, but this plus 3 months. The son asked, "But why? It is okay, 120 years, but why plus 3 months?" So Mullah Nasruddin said, "I would not like you to die so suddenly. Just 120 years and you die suddenly. I would not like you to die so suddenly. That's why plus 3 months. But even plus 3 months, you will die suddenly. Anyway, whenever you are going to die, you will die suddenly. Every death is a sudden death. No death is gradual. Because either you are alive or dead, and there is no gradual process. One moment you are alive and next moment you are dead, and there is no time process. Death is sudden. Samadhi is also sudden. Spiritual explosion is also sudden. It is like death. It is more like death than like life. It is sudden. It can happen any moment. If you are ready, these techniques can be of help. They will not bring it gradually. They will really bring you gradually to be ready for the sudden happening. Remember this distinction. They are preparing you. So the sudden samadhi happens. These techniques are not techniques for samadhi. They are techniques to prepare you. And then samadhi happens. So it depends on you how you use these techniques. So don't think that a very long process is needed, because that may be just a trick. Mind is a very long process, so you can postpone. You can say, "Tomorrow I will do it. Ah, the day after tomorrow." And you can go on postponing forever. A postponing mind goes on always postponing. It is not a question that you are going to do it tomorrow. This is only a question you are not going to do it today. That's all. Tomorrow will again will be a today. And the same mind will say, "Okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow." And remember, you never postpone for years. You always postpone for one day. Because if you postpone for years, you cannot deceive yourself. You say it is only a question of one day. Just today I'm not doing it. Tomorrow I will do it. And the gap is so small that you never feel you are postponing it forever. Tomorrow never comes. It is always today. And this mind which thinks in terms of tomorrow will always think in terms of tomorrow. And it never comes. It has never been. It will never be. All that you have got is this very moment. So don't go on postponing. Now we will enter the technique. First technique. At the start of sneezing, during fright, in anxiety, above a charge, flying in battle, in extreme curiosity, at the beginning of hunger, at the end of hunger, be uninterruptedly aware. Looks so simple. At the start of sneezing, during fright, in anxiety, or before hunger, or after hunger, be uninterruptedly aware. Many things have to be understood. Very simple acts like sneezing can be used as devices, because howsoever simple the look, they are very complex, and the inner mechanism is a very delicate thing. Whenever you feel that the sneeze is coming, become alert, and the sneeze may not come at all. It may simply disappear, because a sneeze is a non-voluntary thing, unconscious, non-voluntary. You cannot sneeze voluntarily, you cannot will it, or can you? How helpless man is. You cannot will a single sneeze. Try whatsoever. You cannot bring it out. A single sneeze, such a small thing. But you cannot will it. It is non-voluntary. Volition is not needed. It is not by our mind, it is by our total organism, by our total body. And the second thing, when you become alert, when the sneeze is coming, you cannot bring it, but when it is coming, if you become alert, it may not come. Because something new you are bringing to the process, the alertness. It may disappear. But when the sneeze disappears and you are alert, a third thing. First, sneeze is non-voluntary. You bring a new thing. Second, alertness. When the alertness comes, sneeze may not. If really you are alert, it will not. It may not happen at all. Then third thing happens. The energy that was going to be released through his knees, where it will move? It moves to your alertness. Suddenly there is a flash, a lightning. You become more alert. The energy that was going to be thrown by a sneeze moves into alertness. You become suddenly more alert. In that flash, in that lightning, even enlightenment is possible. That's why I say these methods are so simple. They look absurd. Their promise seems to be too much. Just through sneezing, how one can become enlightened? But sneezing is not just sneezing, you are totally involved in it. Whatsoever you do, or whatsoever happens to you is a total involvement. Observe again, whenever a sneeze happens, you are totally in it. The whole body, the whole mind, it is not just your nose where the sneeze is happening. Your every fiber, every cell of the body is involved in it. A subtle trembling, a subtle wavering goes all over the body, and with it, the whole body becomes concentrated. And when the sneeze has happened, the whole body relaxes. But it is difficult to bring alertness to it. If you bring alertness to it, it will not happen. And if it happens, you can know that the alertness was not there. That's why, be alert. At the start of sneezing, because if it has started, nothing can be done. The arrow has gone. You cannot change it now. The mechanism has started. The energy is on release. It cannot be stopped. Can you stop a sneeze in the middle? How can you stop it in the middle? By the time you are ready, it has already happened. You cannot stop it in the middle. Just in the beginning, become alert. The moment you feel the sensation that it is coming, become alert. Close your eyes, be meditative. Bring your total consciousness to the focus. Just where you are feeling the sensation of a coming sneeze. Just in the beginning. Remain alert. The sneeze will disappear. And the energy will be transformed into more alertness. And because in the sneeze the whole body is involved, the whole mechanism is involved, it is a release mechanism. And you are alert at that moment. There will be no mind. There will be no thought, no mentation. In a sneeze, thinking stops. That's why so many people like snuff. It unburdens them. Their mind feels more relaxed. Because for a moment, thinking stops. Snuff gives them a glimpse of no thinking. Through snuff, when the sneeze comes, they are not minds, they become bodies. The head disappears for a single moment, but it feels good. If you become habituated to snuff, it is very difficult to leave it. It is a more penetrating habit than smoking. Smoking is nothing before it. It penetrates more deeply. Because smoking is conscious and sneezing is unconscious. To leave snuff is more difficult than to leave smoking. And smoking can be changed, substitutes can be found, but there is no substitute for snuff. Because really, sneezing is a very unique phenomena in the body. The only other thing that can be compared and has been compared is sex act. Those who think in terms of physiology, they say sex act is just sneezing through sex organ. And the similarity is is there. It is not 100% right, because much more is involved in sex, greater things are involved in it. But in the beginning, just in the beginning, the similarity is there. Something is thrown out from the nose, you feel relieved, and something is thrown out from the sex organ and you feel relieved. And both are non-voluntary. You cannot move into sex with will. You try and you will be a failure, particularly men, because men's sex organ has to do something. It is active. You cannot will its act. And if you try, the more you try, the more impossible. It can happen, but you cannot make it happen. Because of this, in the West, sex has become a problem. Because this half century, in the West, sex knowledge has developed, and everyone has become so conscious about it that the sex act is becoming more and more impossible. If you are alert, sex will be impossible. If a man is alert, making love, the more he is alert, the more it will be difficult. He cannot get the erection. It cannot be willed. And if you will it, you will lose it. The same method, the same technique can be used. Just in the beginning, when you feel the sensation of erection, just coming to you, not yet, it has not come, just you feel the vibration, become alert. The vibration will be last. And the same energy will move into alertness. Tantra has used it. They have tried in many ways. A beautiful naked woman will be there, just an object for meditation. And the seeker, the meditator, will sit before the nude woman, meditating on her body, form, proportion. Just waiting for the first sensation in his sex center. The moment the sensation is there, he will close his eyes, he will forget the woman, he will close his eyes and become alert of the sensation. Now sex energy is being transformed into alertness. He is allowed to meditate on the nude woman only up to the point when the sensation is felt. Then he has to close his eyes and now move to his own sensation and become alert there. The same as it is done in sneezing.